A major producer of agricultural products is fighting a multi-billion dollar class action lawsuit over a nasty chemical that causes tissue death and cancer. The hard-nosed board of directors and a crack team of attorneys defending the conglomerate will do anything to quash the suit, and they do, until one lawyer has a breakdown and finds a conscience. Though it sounds ripped from the headlines, this is the story of the new movie titled Michael Clayton. It stars George Clooney and Tom Wilkinson, and it was written and directed by the man who wrote the Jason Bourne trilogy. It's Tony Gilroy. He joins me now. How are you?
Very, very happy to be here.
Talk to me about these characters. Where did you get the idea for these people and this film?
The starting point for this was we made a film called Devil's Advocate about 12 years ago, and Taylor Hackford and I were scouting locations in New York for the law firms, and I was really taken as I sort of wandered off the tour at these offices, and was really struck by the sort of vast backstage area of these firms, and I thought it was really fertile, untouched area for a story, and I sort of filed that away. And at some point later on, the idea of a fixer came in. There's a grand tradition in all businesses of people who can make things better and make things go away. And the combination of those two, that environment and that character, was the starting point for this.
I want to, for our listeners, outline a couple of the characters here. You have Michael Clayton. This is the George Clooney character. He's a lawyer, or as you call him in the movie, a fixer. We're going to play a scene here where he's bailing out another lawyer at the firm, played by Tom Wilkinson. And this guy's had a psychotic event during a deposition, and he's sort of no longer able to stomach this agribusiness that he represents. And in this clip, Clayton is trying to get his friend out of jail and back on his medication.
They killed the Michael. Those small farms, the family farms. Did you meet Anna?
No.
Oh, you gotta see her. You gotta talk to her. She's a miracle, Michael. She's God's perfect little creature. And for $50 million in fees, I've spent 12% of my life destroying perfect Anna and her dead parents and her dying brother.
When was the last time you took one of these?
No. I'm not losing this. Everything is now finally significant. The world is a beautiful and radiant place. I'm not trading that for this.
If it's real, the pill won't kill it.
I have blood on my hands.
You are the senior litigating partner of one of the largest, most respected law firms in the world. You are a legend.
I'm an accomplice!
You're a manic depressive.
I am Shiva, the god of death.
So this fixer, give me some examples of what this fixer does for the clients.
Well, first of all, I don't think all law firms have this. It's not something that they take an ad out in The Economist or American Lawyer and say, we're looking for this. This is a position that he's really evolved into over the years. I mean, he came from his father's a cop and his brother's a cop, and he's sort of the favored son who became an ADA in Queens. And at some point early in his career, he went over to a white shoe law firm, and over the last 15 years, he's evolved into this position. The kinds of things that he does is, I mean, 3 o'clock, you meet him at 3 o'clock in the morning. There's a client that's been involved in a hit and run accident, and he goes up to take care of that. But it's anything from that to somebody's wife who's picked up shoplifting, or a mistress that won't move out of somebody's condo. He's pretty much left with all of the small and large human problems that the clients may have at this firm.
Damage control for the rich and famous.
Yeah, and a very debilitating, soul-killing job over time.
Cops like hit and runs. They work them hard, they clear them fast. Right now there's a BCI unit pulling paint chips off a guardrail. Tomorrow they're going to be looking for the owner of a custom-painted, hand-rubbed Jaguar XJ12. The guy you hit, if you got to look at the plates, it won't even take that long. There's no play here. There's no angle, there's no champagne room. I'm not a miracle worker, I'm a janitor. The math on this is simple. The smaller the mess, the easier it is for me to clean up.
That's the police, isn't it?
No. They don't call.
And then to this agricultural firm that Michael Clayton's law firm is trying to defend.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Monsanto. Is that where you got the idea?
I've said it in that world, but along the way, as I was doing research on this and talking to attorneys, one attorney I took out for a drink started telling me about the concept of a bad document. And I said, well, what is that? And he said, well, you know, it's a document that hasn't really been put in discovery and should have been put in discovery. And I started pursuing that idea.
and there is a bad document.
There's a very bad document.
It's almost a character in the movie.
It really is. It's a document that says that we have a problem with a product that we've made, and it's going to cost. It's written by an engineer, and it says it's going to cost this much money to go back and fix the problem with the product, and it's going to cost this much money to pay out the potential problems and deaths and injuries that occur from this, and someone else in a higher pay grade is going to have to decide what that decision should be. And that's a document that in this lawsuit has been never put into discovery.
When you do research for a movie like this, it sounds like you are sitting down with, like you said, lawyers and people in corporations and sort of getting a sense of the kinds of things they talk about. Tell me about that.
It's one of the great things about my job, and I've had the chance over the last 20 years to do all kinds of research and become a superficial expert in a whole variety of really interesting things.
Sound like a journalist.
It's very much like, but it has one huge advantage. It's journalism. Imagine if you could go out and do journalism where you never had to put anybody on the record. In fact, you can't put anybody on the record. So a lot of times, I mean, people really want to talk about what they do. You know that very well. But I can sit down with attorneys or I can sit down with kidnap and ransom companies, or I can sit down with cops and security people, anybody, and I say, you know, you can lie to me. You can give me a composite. Just make sure it feels like the truth to you. Tell me what's going on. And if you're really, really off the record, people will really open up in a way that they should be afraid to speak to journalists.
It's one of those situations where what is fiction has more fact than the news might have.
More access, more freedom.
You directed this movie as well. You're the first, it's your first time directing something, but you were surrounded by world-class directors. You've got George Clooney, you've got Sidney Pollack, they were both actors in the film. You've got Steven Soderbergh and others who are producers. Did that make you sweat a little?
No, it was a huge security blanket, and When Sidney and George showed up to work, they were there as actors, and they wanted to be as actors. They're both really, really fine actors. I mean, the last thing they wanted was to be paying attention to anything that was going on. Their benefit and their value was really along the way. I mean, George's value was incredible. I mean, when George, this movie doesn't get made unless you have a movie star who comes in and decides to work for free. Once George came in, he was just like a bulletproof vest. I mean, he ensures that I don't have to cast anybody I don't want. You know, we pretty much made the film and without any adult supervision at all. We sort of, we got to do everything that we want to do. So he protects me. On a practical level, Steven Soderbergh and Sidney and George just went out of their way to make sure that I had all the things that they would always want. It was really, it was an incredible luxury.
Tony Gilroy is the writer and director of the new film Michael Clayton. It opens in select cities this weekend, nationwide next weekend. Mr. Gilroy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.